The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Fallen Philadelphia police officer Jamie Roman is being laid to rest. KYW's Tim Jimenez joined us live from the Cathedral Basilica earlier this morning at the public viewing ahead of his funeral.
And a whole lot of officers are here, mostly Philly police in their blue uniforms, of course, with the black line over their badges, signifying, of course, the respect they have for Officer Roman, and signifying his death and the mourning period that they're in right now, that they have been in since he died last week. Throughout the morning, again, many of these officers have been coming by to pay their respects, and they've been joined by officers from all over the place, not just from Philadelphia, but from the suburbs, from South Jersey, New Jersey State Police represented as well. So many law enforcement here to pay their respects. One cop we talked to from South Jersey said it's something they just had to do because Officer Roman gave his life up for the city, and that is something they greatly respect. It is something they understand the nature of this work better than others do, so they are here to pay their respects and, of course, show love to Officer Roman's family.
In other news, Mayor Sherelle Parker is backing the proposed Sixers Arena on Market Street. While the announcement was made, Chinatown leaders and hundreds of protesters were gathered outside City Hall. KYW's John McDevitt was there.
Mayor Parker has decided she is supporting the arena.
Debbie Way with the Save Chinatown Coalition relayed the message over a bullhorn to the crowd that Mayor Parker is supporting 76th Place. Way says the community will be destroyed if the arena is built. She added business owners will suffer and the fight is not over.
We're street fighters. Like, they've spent over $5 million in lobbying money, these developers. And we have t-shirts, right, that say no arena. Our t-shirts are going to win.
Earlier, John Chin, the executive director of the Philadelphia Chinatown Development Corporation, met with the mayor behind closed doors.
No one has told us that the traffic plan is going to work. Nobody. And that's one of the biggest concerns we have. They have to figure out the logistics of this arena and how it's going to fit downtown and in Chinatown.
City Council is likely to get the bill next week.
We've got to hope for a chance and hope that City Council really listens to our issues.
Organizers of the gathering are asking the public to contact City Council members and express their displeasure with the project. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philly teenager accused of making bombs and planning attacks on military sites and nuclear power plants will be tried as an adult. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Muhyiddin Abdul Rahman was 17 years old when he was arrested last year following a raid inside his West Philadelphia home by federal agents, which prosecutors say uncovered bomb-making equipment, electronic equipment, and communications with terrorist groups overseas. Abdul Rahman was charged as a juvenile, but at a recent hearing, first assistant for the district attorney, Robert Listenbee, says a judge heard the evidence and now he'll face charges as an adult.
He developed bombs in his home and tested those bombs 12 to 20 times in his backyard. and in the woods nearby.
Abdul Rahman is charged with weapons of mass destruction, conspiracy and arson, as well as other related charges, and is accused of wanting to attack area nuclear power plants and military stations.
Mr. Rahman viewed Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of the World Trade attack, as an inspirational leader.
They say the teen had significant hatred for the LGBTQ plus community and had searched for dates and times of the Philly Pride Parade. Prosecutors say he wanted to move to Syria and become the bomb maker for terrorist groups linked to Al-Qaeda, and they had gathered tactical gear for his alleged planned attacks, including explosives and combat attire.
He planned to buy an AK-47 online after his 18th birthday.
It's unclear whether the feds will take the case and how Abdul Rahman became radicalized. He's being held on $5 million bail. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There are new vending machines in Delaware County, but they don't dispense candy bars. They're stocked with tampons, Narcan, COVID tests, and much more, and they're all for free. KYW's Justin Udo has more.
Think of a really souped-up vending machine.
Haley Tooney is with LTS Test & Go Kiosk. They're the company responsible for putting the new free health supplies machines around Delaware County. Those machines carry
condoms, feminine hygiene products, COVID flu combo tests, harm reduction fentanyl test strips, and also naloxone, which is for drug overdoses.
The new machines caught Stephanie Ray by surprise.
I had an idea that this was what it was, and it's a good thing because a lot of things is going on here in Chester. I think they should have it on a lot of corners.
Program officials are hoping to eventually add STD testing to these kiosks located in Media, Chester, and Yadin. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.